Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parashat Tzav, Command. Week 25, 6 Aliyah. He then presented the other ram, the ram for the ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Leviticus 8, verse 22. What does the laying of hands symbolize? Usually, the laying of hands has two main purposes, transmission and ordination. However, in this hand imposition of the ram of consecration, the purpose was neither to transfer the sin to the animal nor its ordination for a ministry. Then, what is the purpose of this hand imposition? Allow me to present a possible interpretation. Through hand imposition, there is physical contact between two living beings. This contact is somewhat of a union, in a way. In this case, I think that this unification was for Aaron and his sons to identify with the animal before it was sacrificed as a peace offering for the Eternal. They were unified with the animal in such a way that the animal was now their representative. When the animal was killed and offered to the Eternal, they were killed and offered symbolically to the Eternal. The message is this: just as the animal had to give its life for the service to the Eternal, now I, as priest, dedicate my life to the sacred service totally devoted to the Eternal. My whole life is in His hands. I don't live for myself. I give Him life, and I only live to fulfill His ministry. For other things, I am dead. The same principle is valid for heavenly priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek. In Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, it's written, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And in 1 Peter 2, 4 and 5, it is written, as you come to Him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood and offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Yeshua the Messiah. How beautiful to be able to devote to the Eternal completely. Blessed be the name of the Eternal for receiving us in our spiritual sacrifices through the Messiah Yeshua. Shalom.